Now, a spokesperson for the Yemeni army fighting alongside Ansarullah fighters says at least 1,000 people, including 200 children, have been killed in Saudi airstrikes.
Preliminary statistics on the death toll during the Saudi regime's aggression against the Yemeni people show more than 1,000 martyrs. Actually, I mean the death toll is more than 1,000. I cannot give you a definite number. More than 1,000 martyrs, among them 200 children, more than 40 women. Some of them were pregnant, as you realized on TV. And about 20 elderly were also registered.
The military official also says 15,000 others have been injured in Saudi airstrikes over the past 2 weeks. The Saudis are leading a number of Arab countries in an onslaught against Ansarullah fighters. The bombing campaign began on March the 26th. The World Health Organization says 643 people have lost their lives in both Saudi air attacks as well as clashes between fighters and forces loyal to former fugitive president Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi since March the 16th. Meanwhile, there are reports that at least 40 Ansarullah members have been killed in a car bombing in the southern Shabwa province. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, who is a Yemeni activist and political commentator, and he is joining us live now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel, of course, about this humanitarian cost, as spoken of by the Yemeni army spokesperson there? It is quite a high cost at this time.
Because now the lead airstrike, the Saudis lead airstrike has started to target all the infrastructure, residential blocks like they did 2 days ago in central of Sana'a, because they run out of target, like army target, army bases all across the country. So now they want to punish the Yemeni people for the revolution against all the Saudis influence and American influence that happens in 21st of September 2014. And we've seen them as well. They're going to be using Al-Qaeda because just yesterday, the Popular Committee and the Yemeni army, side by side with tribal leaders from Shabwa, have taken over and cleared and secured Attaq, which is the capital of Shabwa, from Al-Qaeda. And straight away, after they secured the city and kicked Al-Qaeda out, who has controlled it for the last 2 days, the airstrike has targeted Attaq. While when Al-Qaeda was there, there wasn't a single airstrike on Attaq. The same now in Mukalla. There isn't any airstrike on Mukalla against Al-Qaeda who controlled the city. But there is airstrike all around Mukalla, around the army bases, because they don't want the army to take the matter to their hand and to clear Al-Mukalla. And I'm sure like today we heard a lot of plane over Sana'a, and I think a lot of them might be drones, just for civilians, civilians plane. And I'm sure that from tomorrow, there will be more and more attack on Yemen, on the civilian population of Yemen.
And Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, you know, it's interesting because the Saudi army chief insists that they are not attacking civilians, that they go out of their way to protect civilians, in fact. That was the statement of the Saudis. How do Yemenis feel about that?
I didn't hear you. I lost you. What do you say with the Saudi army insisted?
Sure, I'll say it again. You know, the Saudis are saying that they are protecting civilians and not attacking them. How do Yemenis feel about that statement?
I mean, I don't know how you protect somebody by killing him. I mean, this is just a silly statement from a silly person, because 1,000 people has been killed. A lot of them are women and children. A refugee camp were targeted, dairy factory and milk factory were targeted, gas station, schools, mosque, bridges. How do you protect the Yemeni by destroying the army that protected from Al-Qaeda? We know Al-Qaeda is moving all across the country, especially in the south. And then you targeted the only people which can protect us from Al-Qaeda, like the Popular Committee and the Yemeni. The Yemeni army. And I just want to comment about Pakistan's decision not to join any ground operation or not to join this military action. This show you, actually, it gave me hope that Pakistan has a real democracy, unlike the United States and other European countries who allied themselves with the greatest and the bloodiest dictatorship on earth, like Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, and the Gulf state and Sudan. And for that, I thank all the Pakistani, and especially the Pakistani opposition, for their take on this matter.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Hossein Al-Bukhaiti, who was speaking just live from Sana'a.